神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
One day, my cousin and her husband came home, and the house was very quiet.
有一天呢，我的表姐跟她的先生回家的时候，家里面很安静。
They began to call for their son.
他们就开始喊他的儿子。
Now he was in his 20s at this time.
他的儿子已经二十岁。
But living at home.
住在家里面。
My cousin's husband went upstairs and knocked at his door.
我表姐夫就到楼上去敲儿子的门。
But no one answered.
但是没有人回答。
He finally opened the door.
后来他就打开门。
I'm not sure if it was locked or not, but he finally got into the room.
不晓得没有锁起来，但是呢，他就开了门。
There was his son.
他的儿子在那里。
He had shot himself.
他已经自杀了。
And he was dead.
死了。
This is a terrible experience.
这是一个很糟糕的一个情况。
Now what brought my cousins...A son to this place.
到底是什么让我表姐的儿子到这个地步呢?
I don't think anyone really knows fully what it was.
其实没有人真的知道什么原因。
He did experience a lot of depression.
他曾经经过一些沮丧的阶段。
He seemed to be one that failed a lot in what he tried to do.
当他试着要做什么的时候呢,好像总是失败。
And maybe there was shame that he just couldn't make...What his parents expected.
或许他觉得因为没有达到父母亲的期待，心里面感到羞耻。
And we don't know, maybe he had an imbalance of chemicals in his brain.
或许他有里面的这种内分泌的不平衡。
But I know what that tragedy did to that family.
但是我知道这个事件对整个家庭的冲击有多大。
Now I cannot believe that anyone really wants to die when they have a healthy mental attitude.
当一个人有健康的理性的时候呢，我想没有一个人愿意死的。
Life is very dear to people.
因为生命是那么宝贵。
But it seems like those who determine to kill themselves and to die is when they absolutely don't see any hope or any way out of their situation.
但是那些决心要死的人呢，就是好像到一个地步呢，他们已经看到没有任何的出路，任何的希望了。
Sometimes young people who are in school have committed suicide together.
有时候呢，甚至有一群孩子一起在学校里面自杀。
Sometimes older people who wish to die try to commit suicide.
有时候老人家呢，希望自己能够死掉，所以就自杀。
So let's look at maybe some of the sources of why they want to commit suicide.
或许我们来探讨一下什么原因呢使这些人想自杀。
Actually, I gave you some as I was speaking about my cousin's son.
那刚才我提到我表姐的儿子的时候已经告诉你原因了。
It may be a physical ailment.
或许是身体上的。
You know, I have heard of those...in fact, it was nurses that found out that they had cancer that could not be healed, and they killed themselves.
我从这个护士听到一些消息，就是有一些人呢得了绝症，特别是这个癌症的时候呢，因为没有办法痊愈了，所以只好自杀。
Sometimes people can't stand the confinement of illness and will kill themselves.
有时候面对疾病呢受不了了，所以自杀。
It's also some people are so lonely.
也有的人是很孤单。
You know, there's some people that never, never have anyone that's their own.
你知道吗？有很多人，他们除了自己，不再有别人。
And sometimes they cut their friends and family off and want to live their own life and do their own thing, but end up very lonely.
特别是有一些人呢，他们就断绝所有的亲人啊，或者是朋友的关系，只想自己生活，自己做自己想做的，到后来的结局就是非常的孤单。
Sometimes it's just that we can't cope with the situations of life.
有时候是因为情况发生的时候呢，你没有办法面对。
Sometimes in marriage, when a husband or a wife feels that they can't face the tomorrows, they can't cope with things, and they'll commit suicide.
有时候夫妻两个人发现呢，没有办法面对明天的时候，没有办法去面对问题的时候，就一起自杀。
Actually, many times, if not just about all the time, people who commit suicide has a history of depression or mental illness.
大部分这些自杀的人的过去呢，一定会有一段那种沮丧、忧郁的这种啊生病状况。
You see, severe depression is actually in itself a hopelessness.
深度的沮丧是表示说呢，已经没有希望了。
The emotional system is at its very edge and the end of itself.
那情绪本身呢，已经到了一个没有办法承受的地步。
And they see no hope.
没有希望。
And then take their life.
所以就了结生命。
There was a man and woman who actually were very loving and seemingly to the outside enjoyed life.
有一对夫妇呢，他们曾经是啊非常有爱的，而且很可爱的，很享受生命的夫妇。
She was very active and people liked her a lot.
特别是太太非常活跃，而且大家都很喜欢她。
But people couldn't see beyond her smile, and at times she had real periods of depression.
但是大家呢，没有看到她背后，那个微笑的背后里面的那种很深的沮丧。
It may have been that she was striving to do and to be, but she couldn't cope with it.And would go into depression.
好像他一直很努力的试着要成为怎么样的一个人，或要做什么，但是呢，好像做不到，所以里面就有沮丧。
People didn't know it, but several times she had tried to commit suicide.
大家虽然不知道，可是他可是好几次试着要自杀。
At this period of times, her husband knew about it, and he would come home early from work during many of the days.
这个先生呢，发现的时候呢，他就常常在工作。之间呢就提早回家。
It was this time that he knew she was in a depression, and so he came home early from work.
那有一天呢，他知道说他太太情绪不好，所以就早一点从工作的地方回来。
He said when he walked in, he called her, but things were strangely quiet.
当他回到家的时候，他叫她的名字，可是呢，没有人回答。
You see, many times she had taken overdoses of pills, and he would find her before it was too late.
好几次呢，他曾经呢吃这个药呢，药量吃太多了，几乎呢丧命，但是都被先生发现了。
But this time when he went into her room, she had hung herself.
但是这一次他先生发现到他的时候，他已经把自己吊死了。
This time, she did what she said she would do.
这一次他真的是达成自己的愿望。
You see, many times when we look at people, and even when we find they have committed suicide, and we think,How in the world? What was wrong?
有时候我们看着那些自己了结生命的人，我们想说到底怎么回事？怎么会做这种事情呢？
There really are warning signs, in the life of a person when they are in deep, are going into depression.
当一个人进入很深的这种忧郁或沮丧的时候，事实上他们是有一些现象会让我们看到，而且让我们有一些警告的。
So when we know these signs, you can watch for them.In those in your family that maybe is contemplating this.
有时候你观察家人有一些现象的时候呢，你要小心，因为他们可能有这种意愿，有这种意向。
Now let me tell you the steps or some of the things that happens when they're going into depression.
那我来告诉你几个步骤，就是他们当他们进入这种忧郁的时候的步骤。
They become very moody.
他们会觉得很情绪化。
You'll notice that they have a sad look on their face.
然后你看到脸上呢，就是一副那种很难过的样子。
Sometimes you'll see their eyes are red from crying, and they're just not happy. They're just sort of going around, very slowly.
看他们这个眼眶呢，常常红红的，好像哭过，然后呢，来来去去呢，很缓慢。
Sometimes they are very sleepy. It seems like they want to sleep all the time.
你说他们要睡觉，常常想睡觉。
And they're usually exhausted. They don't even do anything, and they're exhausted.
即使没有做什么呢，也觉得好累。
And then you see that they seem to be discouraged, and they're not taking good care of how they look.
他 他们看起来很没有精神，而且呢，没有好好的去把自己的仪容弄好。
You see, a person in depression or going in depression has what we call painful thinking.
这种过程当中呢，事实上他们是把自己呢浸渍在这种很痛苦的这种思维思考里面。
They're what we call introspective. They're thinking inside about themselves, challenging themselves.
他们内在很深的地方呢，总是对自己有一些挑战，在想自己的事情。
They see their mistakes as very large, and they see their problems as too great for them.
把自己的困难，把自己的这种失败、错误呢，看得非常的严重。
They condemn themselves.
有时候呢，是责怪自己。
And then they condemn others.
而且也会责怪别人。
They feel like nobody cares for them.
他会觉得说没有人关心他们。
And so they have this very hurting, almost as if their brain sometimes is on fire, very hot from the constant thinking.
所以他们心里面有这些思维的时候呢，他们脑筋里面几乎是一种很热烈的一种想法，很强烈的想法。
You see, this is what happens many times to young people who go into depression because they feel like they're not succeeding, they feel like they're not good enough, they feel like nobody really cares or respects for them.
特别是一些年轻人呢，他们会有陷入这样的一个很深度的这种忧郁，因为他们觉得他们不够好，他们很多失败，而且没有人关心他们。
And these things get enlarged in their mind until it overcomes them.
那么这一些想法呢，越来越强烈，越来越多，越来越大，以至于呢，把整个人都埋进去了。
Then they may develop signs of anxiety.
接下去他们会有一种焦虑。
They become tense, nervous. They get agitated, upset.
他们会变得很紧张，觉得压力很大，然后情绪很烦乱，然后呢，易怒。
Then physical problems begin to show up.
身体的问题就出来了。
You see, when we're thinking negative, when the emotions are being poured out, actually chemicals within us that are toxic begin to be poured out into the brain.
当我们有这种比较消极的想法、悲观的想法的时候呢，我们里面的内分泌本身呢，也会有一些不平常的分泌，以至于呢侵入我们的脑部。
And then this causes many times sleeplessness or too much sleep.
那这样都会造成我们睡太多或者是睡不着。
Usually their body motions become slow.
然后呢，我们的这种行动，就是身体的动作呢，会变成缓慢。
They seem like very physically exhausted.
然后好像很累。
Many times they begin to lose weight or gain weight.
有时候呢会有两个现象，一个就是呢有体重增加或者是失去体重。
Their digestive system is affected.
他们的消化系统会被影响。
They get tense headaches.
他们会有这种头痛。
Dry mouth.
有时候口部会很干燥。
And sometimes their heart will begin to pound and they'll get palpitations.
心脏的跳动很快。
So now you see they have come to the place where many of them feel like there's no use, there's nothing in life.
接下去他们会觉得呢，他们已经没有用了，在人生里面已经没有什么作用了。
I hope this can help you to see the signs that may happen when depression comes and when they may become suicidal.
我希望呢，你这样观察到这些现象的时候呢，成为一个警告，一个征兆，让你提醒，提早的注意到这个人可能会有自杀的现象。
Actually, now I want to tell you about some of the signs that show suicidal tendencies.
那我要告诉你一些有这种自杀倾向的一些症状。
Some people say, I never dreamt that my child would commit suicide.
有的人说呢，我根本没有想过我的孩子会自杀。
I never thought my husband would do that.
我从来没有想过我的先生会做这种事情。
So maybe you should learn some of the signs that come before they get to that tendency.
所以你要知道有一些征兆呢，让你知道说有这种倾向。
Already we've told you, watch for depression.
所以第一个我刚才讲过了，你要注意到他们如果有这种忧郁的这种情况。
And then when they begin to express to you, they feel hopeless.
然后他们会讲出来说好像没有希望了。
And sometimes maybe they have tried before to commit suicide.
他们有时候呢也尝试过。
And maybe they'll give a little warning sign like, I wished I was dead. I might as well take my life.
比如说有时候他们会说这种话呢，我希望呢我从来没有活过，我希望呢早一点死的算了。
So actually, you may think they're just saying that. They don't mean that.
有时候你想说他们只是说一说而已，好像没有这种意思。
Never take it lightly when someone voices that to you.
但是如果有人这样讲话的时候，请你不要忽略。
Now, another sign is when a person has lost something very dear to them.
有时候一个人呢，失去了他所心爱的一些事物。
Sometimes a man may lose his job.
比如说一个男人呢失去他的工作
And he just falls apart.
然后他就很难过
He don't know what he's going to do.
他不晓得该怎么做
And as time goes on, he goes into depression.
所以呢就这样呢他就进入了忧郁
He may even say something to you, but you think, oh, he doesn't mean this.
或许他说几句话然后呢你不在意
And then he tries to commit suicide.
所以后来他就试着要自杀
So you have to be very careful.
你要很小心
Those who have addictions.
其他人像有一种瘾或者是一种啊很深的习惯的人。
Actually, you see addictions such as alcohol and drugs is really wanting to destroy themselves.
就像说啊吸毒或喝酒呢这些人事实上他们就是有那种要摧毁自己的这种倾向。
You see, they know what it means if they go on what they're doing.
因为他们明明知道自己如果继续这样下去的话会怎么样。
So watch some of them because they do come to the end of it and will commit suicide.
所以这样的人呢你要注意一下因为他们可能到后来就真的会自杀了。
Those who are keeping themselves unkempt and doesn't take care of themselves, there's something going on inside.
有的人呢他们呢就不太对自己有一些照顾或一些清洗。
Watch them when they don't seem to be able to concentrate well.
那当他们不专心的时候你要注意。
Or they don't do their work as well.
然后呢工作时候也做得不太好。
Or a child that's having failing grades at one time did better.
有时候呢他们的成绩掉落了。
When you see a person withdrawing from their family and their friends and being alone too much,Keep an eye on them.
当一个人想跟自己的家人分开，好像退缩到自己一个角落的话，你要小心。
When you see someone giving away their prized possessions, when they put their financial matters in order, or they draw up a will saying goodbye, watch them.
如果有人突然间呢，把自己所有的一些东西呢，开始把它过给别人，或者是他写的一些遗嘱，这样的话，你也要小心。
Some of them may be planning in their mind to take their life.
因为他们可能在计划，他们已经要结束生命。
That person that's always talking about death.
那个人呢，总是谈到死。
Watch that person who makes threats that says, I'll show them. They'll be sorry when I'm gone.
有时候呢，有的人这样说话，他说呢，我死给他看看，等到我真的死的时候，他就知道了。
And also that one that says, I wished I was never born, and everybody would be better off without me.
那有时候呢他的话语这样说呢我希望我没有出生过在这个世界这个世界没有我比较好
These are signs These are red stop signs in the life of these people And if you can read them well You may be able to stop a tragedy
这个是我们人生中的一些红灯这是一个警告那如果你可以早一点去体会到去警觉到的话或许可以帮助可以避免
You know, there is a lady that we know that keeps herself very unkempt.
有一个我认识的妇女呢，她就是很邋遢。
Sometimes she cries because she says she's alone.
那有时候她就是在哭，因为呢，她觉得她很孤单。
And several things that might make you think that maybe she might have this in her mind.
像这样的人呢，或许让你想到说，是不是她有心里有这种想法呢？
But I recognize she has something else.
但是我也发现他有别的东西
And that is her faith.
那就是他的信心
She believes there is a God.
他相信有神
A God who created her.
是那一位创造世界创造人的神
A God that loves her.
而且是爱人的神
A God that gave her a gift of life.
而且是给他生命的恩赐的神
And so deep in her heart, she knows no matter how bad it is,God is there.
那心里面他有这种想法，他知道说呢，不管我的情况多么糟呢，神就是在那里。
And if I take my life, then I am going against God.
他也知道说，如果他自己结束生命的话，事实上他是抵挡神的，敌对神的。
This has kept many a person from taking their life.
那这样的想法有时候也会让一些人呢想自杀，可是呢不敢自杀。
They understand the value of life and the gift of God.
他们知道说生命是神给的礼物。
And in the midst of the depression or in the midst of what they're going through, they can lift up their heart to God.
所以当他们经过这样的一个很低谷的时候呢，他们就可以仰望神。
And so many times, if you or others would understand that there is a God that loves you and cares about you and would be able to look to Him, then as time passes, this would wear off of you.
很多时候，如果你或者是帮助别人知道有一位神非常的爱我们，而且呢，他可以帮助我们的话，我们愿意依靠仰望他，那时间会过去，让我们问题也会解决的。
Most suicidal people, despite their pain, want to live.
其实有很多人呢，即使在很痛苦当中，他们还是很有意愿要活下去的。
But they need to know that someone else wants them to live.
但是他们也需要知道别人希望他们也活下去。
Many of them think nobody cares.
有很多人想说根本没有人在意。
You see, if one person would really show them that they truly care, their life might be saved.
如果他们有注意到有人真的在关心他的话，只要一个，有时候就可以让他们避免自杀。
So there is something that can be done for those who do want to commit suicide.
所以当人有这种自杀倾向的时候呢，有些事情我们可以帮助的。
As I said before, take suicidal threats seriously.
我说过，对他们有那种威胁性、恐吓性的话呢，我们要认真一点来听。
Don't make fun or joke with them and say, go ahead and do it.
不要去取笑他，好像跟他说呢，你就去死啊，死给我看啊。
Or don't be careless and say to them, you wouldn't do that.
还是说呢，你就很掉以轻心的说，你才不会这样做呢。
You see, we sort of have to take the premise that if they're saying this, maybe they will.
我们要很谨慎的，当他讲这种话的时候，你就要想说，他或许会这样做。
I know there are those who just use this to try to make you feel bad.
那我也知道有的人呢，很喜欢讲这种话来威胁你。
But you never know when they plant that seed in their mind when it might happen.
但是呢，你要小心，因为他们有时候就有这种想法的时候，就像一个种子一样，有一天或许会发生。
Actually, when they say that, you can say to them, why are you saying this?
或许当他讲这种话的时候，你可以问他说，你怎么这样说的呢？为什么你会说这种话呢？
Don't be shocked at it, but ask them, what are the reasons you feel this way?
你不用表现你好像很震惊，你只是问他说，什么让你想讲这种话？
Begin to listen to them.
开始听他们讲话。
Don't judge them, but just listen.
不要去批评他，只是听就好。
And then,When they say things, try to restate it and say, is this what you mean? You mean that you feel that nobody cares for you and that's why you want to kill yourself?
当他们有这种话的时候呢，你就再加一点解释，就说啊，是不是你觉得没有人关心你，你很孤单，所以你才会想要死呢？
You see, when you repeat this to them, what they have said, suddenly they hear it spoken out loud.
那当你在重复他所讲的或诠释他所讲的时候呢，他就会再次的听到自己在讲什么话。
And many times then it becomes a reality. No, I don't mean that nobody cares about me.
那或许他就有否认说，不是，我不是这个意思，我没有说别人不关心我。
And this may take their thoughts from that.
那这样的话就把那种不好的想法拿走了。
Don't argue with the person.
不要跟他去争执。
Try to be patient with them, be warm with them, let them know you care.
给他们有一些温馨的表达，而且呢，要去啊，让他知道说呢，你很关心他。
There have been those who said, if I die, nobody will even notice it.
有的人说呢，如果我死了，其实也没有人会知道。
Actually, young people, I think, feel this way at times.
很多年轻人有这种想法。
The father's busy, the mother's busy, everyone is gone and doing their own thing, and they feel so lonely.
看到爸爸很忙，妈妈很忙，没有时间，所以自己觉得好像总是很孤单一个人。
But it's good if the mother or father can speak with them and understand that this is their feelings.
如果父母亲可以跟他们来沟通，然后知道说他们有这种感受也是很好的。
Don't try to argue with them and say that they're wrong or this is wrong. Just listen.
不要去争执讲道理，跟他们讲说这种想法是错的，只要听就好。
Don't avoid the word suicide.
也不要想让他们不讲这个自杀两个字。
Don't think because you say that word that you put it in their mind.
不要以为你说自杀两个字就会把这种想法放在他们的心里面。
And when you actually say it, he's already or she's already maybe contemplating suicide. And when we're direct and frank with them, they understand we know what they're talking about.
那如果他们有这种自杀的想法的时候，你一说出来呢，他就知道说你了解他在讲什么。
If you can make them understand that actually you need to talk through this and we need to understand what is happening.
事实上你们要好好的把它很透彻的来谈这件事情了解到底是怎么回事。
Never tell them and promise them that you will not tell anyone they've said this.
而且不要答应他们你不会对别人讲这件事情。
I can't promise you can say that I won't try to save you.
我不能答应你我一定不跟别人讲因为呢我要帮助你要救你。
I cannot promise that I won't tell this to your mother.
我不能答应你说一定不跟你的妈妈讲。
You're my best friend, and I must try to keep you alive.
因为你是我最好的朋友，我一定要好好的来帮助你，守住你的生命。
Then you should go on a step further and try to get them to promise you that they won't hurt themselves.
然后你要想办法让他能够答应你，绝对不伤害自己。
You know, sometimes when they do promise and they do have a moral standing in, within them, then they will not do it if they've told you they will not.
因为呢，人有这种道德规范呢，如果他答应你了，他或许会守住这样的一个答应。
Or maybe you can promise them to talk to someone or get to a counselor.
或许呢，你帮助他找到有一个人或者是一个辅导的人员呢，让他可以跟他们讲。
Try to remove anything that they could use, to commit suicide.
把所有他们可能自杀的一些东西用品呢，都把它拿开。
Make sure there's no guns or knives or, excess drugs that they can use.
确定他的四周围没有那种会伤害的，像枪啊、刀啊，或者是那些啊药品。
And then, to your great resource, ask God to protect them.
然后向着那一位爱我们的神，那一位有能力的神来求他祷告保守他。
Now I've been talking about how to help the person who is thinking about suicide.
那我刚才谈的是说呢，如果你面对一个人有这种自杀倾向人的话，你怎么帮助他？
Now I want to talk to that one. How can you help yourself?
然后我要针对这一位想自杀的人怎么样帮助你自己。
You have to begin to realize that your relationship with others is a wonderful thing and you cannot hurt those people by committing suicide.
你要记得你跟别人的关系有一个很亲密很亲爱的关系你不能用自杀来伤害那一些爱你的人。
If you feel like you can't, you're not doing it for yourself, but do it for your family, for your children, for your friends. Don't let them have to go through that agony.
即使你没有办法自己活下去，好不好？为你的亲人，为你的啊先生、太太，或为你的儿女啊所亲爱的人，好好的活下去，他们不能经过这种伤痛的。
If you can find some friends, really friends, that you can call anytime and you pick up your phone and say, please talk to me, this thing is overwhelming, I want to commit suicide.
找到一个你所亲近的人，然后呢，跟他说呢，告诉他你的想法，你想自杀，把你的想法都讲出来。
Be honest about it, and then they can talk with you.
诚实的讲，让他们也跟你能够沟通。
Your emotions may be very painful now.
你的情绪或许现在很伤痛。
But believe me, this will pass.
相信我，它会过去的。
If while you're feeling this and you have a little pet, pick that little pet up, gently pet them, and let his love come into you.
如果你有什么宠物的话，抱抱他们，拍拍他们，你会觉得他们是爱你的。
And if you know Jesus, he has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
如果你愿意认识耶稣，如果你认识他的话，你要记得他答应你，他从来不撇弃你，从来不会离开你。
Many people have had this idea of, I want to end it all, but God has helped them, they've helped themselves, and life has changed to a better time.
很多人在这个走到好像生命的一个终点的时候呢，他们得到神的帮助，然后呢，他们的生命就重新开始，所以是可以改变的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。
由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。